Today we take a look at the crowded safety position. Yesterday I mentioned that 19 of the 90-man roster here at Camp in St. Joe are defensive backs. Most of those 19 are safeties. Now let's take first things first, and that is this sight, the best sight to the Chiefs fans' eyes since the Chiefs beat Green Bay last year to ruin the Packers' perfect regular season. And that's the sight of Eric Berry back from his injury and on the field. Berry, as we all know, taken out on the first defensive snap of the year in the Buffalo game. 2 years ago, Berry was a Pro Bowl starter at safety in his rookie season.
It was good, man. It was exciting to get back out there with my teammates, just having fun, running around. But at the same time, I still understand there's a lot of work that needs to be done. You know, I felt like I worked hard this offseason, worked hard throughout my recovery. And, you know, I'm just trying to pick up where I left off before I left, you know, got injured. So right now I'm pretty much just on a mission, you know, pretty much to just say it as simple as I can. I'm just on a mission to help my team.
He teams up in the Batman-Robin kind of duo with Kendrick Lewis, also coming back from a shoulder injury. After that, it gets really interesting because Abram Elam was signed by this team. He's an NFL veteran, has been a starter for several NFL teams. Also, some other guys. Donald Washington has been around. This is his fourth at Kansas City Chiefs camp. Rookie free agent Tyson Hartman out of K-State is called into the mix. And then there's Travis Daniels. This spring, Travis Daniels got a lot of repetitions at safety position because of the injuries to Kendrick Lewis and Eric Berry. Now, Travis has been a corner throughout his career in the National Football League, and his times have stepped up for Kansas City as both a nickelback and a dimeback. But much like Jaleel Brown yesterday, a guy with safety skills playing corner, Travis Daniels is a guy with corner skills that can play safety.
I take it as an honor, you know, that coaches even feel like I'm able to go out there and compete at both positions. To play both jobs is definitely a hard task, you know, on the learning end of it. But, you know, they have enough confidence in my ability to do it. I've been playing safety and corner and the nickel position, even in college and stuff. So now it's not anything that's foreign to me. You know, maybe a new player that never experienced playing different positions, maybe it'll be a lot tougher for them. But for myself, I'm used to doing things like that. And I understand that in this league, you know, you're playing with the best of the best all the time. The one way for you to prolong your career as long as possible is to be able to play the multiple positions, also special teams as well. So I take pride in the fact that they call my number to do all those different roles, and I try to go out there and execute them to the best of my ability.
The other thing I need to mention is this group is very well coached. One of the Chiefs heroes of all time, Emmett Thomas, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and part of the Super Bowl IV championship at Little Bitty Bishop College, is the man leading the charge. But this charge is crowded as this bunch runs up the hill over the next 3 to 4 weeks. 19 defensive backs, and probably has to be funneled down to 8 or 9 that'll make the eventual 53-man roster.
Oh, nice job.